Well, good morning and welcome to a new week. It is Monday, October the 28th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake up call. Let's begin the week, the day. We're closing out a month here this week. Let's begin with consecration. Let's turn on the lights. Let's turn on the music. Let's get ready for a week of sowing for a great awakening. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, "The Work is Too Heavy for You. Can you receive help?" Our text is Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 to 27. Hear now the word of the Lord. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to Him. Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you, the simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Boy, nothing like your in-laws coming in and running the show. Seriously, Jethro is one great father-in-law. Reminds me of my father-in-law. Yesterday, he was a powerful prophetic witness to the one true and living God. Today, he is an executive coach. Wisdom can be hard to come by in the wilderness, But when it comes, it is oh so practical. Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you." So the advice is pretty straightforward and doesn't need further explanation. It can be brought down to a single word: delegate. Despite how obvious it appears to the onlooker, it was not apparent to Moses. That's the observation I want to make here. We all find ourselves deeply immersed in our particular lives and contexts. We are so deep in, it can be hard to see even the most obvious things. We all need a Jethro or three in our lives. We need people who are close enough to us and know us sufficiently well to feel the freedom and permission to say, "What you are doing is not good." We need the kind of elders in our lives who love us enough both to encourage us and also to tell us when we're doing it wrong. I wonder who among us, present company included, needs to hear this admonition today. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Are you the kind of person whom others can help? I guess what I'm asking is, can you accept and receive help from others? A lot of people can't. Are you embarrassed by the level of your chaotic mess and don't want to be exposed? Are you too controlling to let someone else come in and exercise their discretion in your situation? Are you too self-sufficient to admit you have a real need for help? We all have great limitations and definite incapacities. That is not the problem. The problem is when we can't own those limitations and incapacities. At this point, they become handicaps on the fulfillment of God's capacities in our lives. Hear me right. We don't limit God. We just handicap our ability to be effective agents of God's capacities in our lives. Jethro spotted it immediately in Moses and gently but directly called it out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Okay, I'll go first. I tend to be the kind of person who thinks they actually can't be helped, that it would be too difficult to bring someone into the depths of my, quote, unique or perhaps dysfunctional ways of ordering and organizing things. I tell myself it would be too difficult to explain it all, and by the time I did, I could have already done it myself. The wilderness is a good place to let the Holy Spirit sort us out on such matters as this, and to deliver us from the chaos and into new creation. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I'm not asking for you to deliver me from my limitations, but rather to deliver me from my tendency to try and deny or cover over my limitations. Deliver me from my self-sufficiency and my pride and my unwillingness to trust others, and my need to be in control and to manage everything myself, I receive your deliverance into a place of embracing my limitations and even embracing my incapacities and my weaknesses. This is where your strength will become manifest and even magnified through others who bring gifts and capacities to the table to help me. I receive your deliverance from the chaos of my making and into the new creation of your design. It will be for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today. Are you the kind of person whom others can help? I guess what I'm asking is, can you accept and receive help from others? Who are the Jethros in your life? And who do you serve as a Jethro in their life? We're going to sing here in a minute the hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. It's number 150 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. You know, speaking of Our Great Redeemer's Praise, I just got Christmas. I don't know why I got Christmas on my mind, but when I think yesterday, I know I talked about the Tim Tennant, Julie Tennant, two-volume set on the Psalms. That'd be a fantastic Christmas gift. I'm going to tell you what would be an incredible Christmas gift. Our Great Redeemer's Praise, we have created a gift edition hymnal, and it is made out of the leather of some sanctified cows. It's so fine and beautiful. Andy Miller, our director of publishing, he's been the genius over this whole hymnal project. Certainly many hands involved, Jonathan Powers, Julie Tennant, chief yo woman and yeoman over it. But Andy Miller's directed and led the charge. And he had in his heart to produce this leather-bound edition of the hymnal. And you know what? He gave me a copy of it right after it came off the press and had my name inscribed on it. It was such a blessing. And that's the one I sing for most days. But it'd be a fantastic Christmas present. I got my mom and dad one last year, or earlier this year. Gave it to them, I think, for their wedding anniversary. And it'd be great for you to give one to one of your loved ones, give one to your pastor. But just go to seabed.com and look them up in the hymnal section. Sorry, take your time with that. Well, I'm not sorry. I'm helping you. Look at me helping you. Look at me being a Jethro in your life today, telling you what to do, how to shop for Christmas. So, Jethro, got any Jethros coming to mind? Are you a Jethro in someone else's life? I hope so. I could use some Jethros, that's for sure. I'm a mess. You probably knew that by now. But thank God for them. You know, it's just like somebody to come in and organize your closet for you. What a gift. And just be open. Be open to being helped. And if you struggle with that, just say, what is it about me, Lord, that causes me to be closed to being helped? And just be quiet, be still. Let him search you out and show you. He will. He'll say it's your pride, or it's your shame, or it's your stubbornness, or he'll just show you. And then all you have to do is turn to Jesus with that and say, Jesus, I receive your humility, or I receive your whatever it is that you need. And then say, I release my pride. I release my stubbornness. I release my shame, my embarrassment. And you'll be on your way to deliverance and transformation. So I know some of you are getting up. You know, we're all getting older, but some of us are actually getting old. And that's not a bad thing. Consider the alternative, right? It's a glorious thing. But with that comes the need to be helped and to receive help. And I just want to encourage you, if that's you I'm talking to this morning, and I have a sense that I am, just let go of whatever it is that's keeping you from receiving the help of other people. It's not worth it. And you know what else we do when we don't receive help? We rob people of the joy and the opportunity to serve and to love. People want to help. So I'm going to do better, and I sense you're going to do better too, but the Lord is our help. We'll do better. So come on, Jethro. We're ready to give you another shot at us. All right, today we're singing the hymn, 3 verses. Fanny Crosby, no less, one of the great hymn writers of all time. All the way my Savior leads me. Here we go. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Amen. This my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. You know what the secret of that is? It's just today. Just to let him lead you today. That's all you need to think about. Just today, just for today, Jesus, lead me. Guide me in my long list of things that I need to get done today. Guide me in the midst of the weariness of my soul, the sense of despair that just will so readily creep in on me. Lead me today as I am enjoying a prosperity that I just don't even think I deserve. I've worked hard, but not for this. Lead me to to double down in my trust in you and my gratitude to you and my generosity toward others. Just for today, guys, that's it. Let Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, lead us, lead me, lead you today. And as he does, you know what? He'll be blessing and sowing into others' lives. So get your seeds. It's a day to encourage people. It's Monday. A lot of people are struggling already with Monday. They're looking for you. They're looking for Jesus. He's going to show up in and through you to encourage them today. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.